This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. 46th U.S. President Joe Biden is summoning American resilience and unity to confront a historic confluence of crises. You urge people to come together. The nation left divided by tumultuous 4 years and fighting a fierce coronavirus pandemic. Biden declared that democracy has prevailed as he took the oath of the U.S. Capitol that has been battered by a siege just 2 weeks here. As Joe Biden is moving swiftly to dismantle Donald Trump's legacy on his first day of office, signing a series of executive actions that reverse course on immigration, climate change, and the handling of the coronavirus pandemic. The new president signed the orders just hours after taking the oath of office from his pared down inauguration ceremony to enacting his agenda. He ordered to the construction of President Trump's U.S.-Mexico border wall and his ban on travel from some of the majority countries, declared his intent to join the Paris Climate Accord and World Health Organization, and revoked the approval of the Keystone XL oil pipeline, according to Ames. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said the Biden administration is working to eliminate racism and unfair treatment to migrants.
He also launched a whole-of-government effort to advance racial equity and root out systemic racism from federal programs and institutions. He directed the Secretary of Homeland Security, in consultation with the Attorney General, to take all appropriate actions to preserve and fortify DACA, which provides temporary relief from deportation to Dreamers, young people who were brought to this country as children.
The 15 executive actions and two directives amount to an attempt to rewind the last 4 year of federal policies with striking speed. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Former U.S. President Donald Trump was driven to his Mar-a-Lago club in Palm Beach, Florida, timed to get behind the wall of the resort before his term as president expired at noon Wednesday. He must decide how to stay involved in politics, as he has said he will do. He has talked of using a new super PAC for supporting candidates who try to oust Republicans who he believes have crossed him politically. The evenly divided U.S. Senate, now under the control of Democrats because of Vice President Kamala Harris's tie-breaking vote, confirms President Joe Biden's first cabinet member, AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
Hours after President Biden took the oath of office, the Senate confirmed his first cabinet member.
On this vote, the yeas are 84, the nays are 10. The nomination is confirmed.
Former Deputy CIA Director Avril Haines is the President's Director of National Intelligence, overseeing her former agency as well as the rest of the nation's intelligence community. Her nomination had been temporarily blocked by Oklahoma Republican Tom Cotton. Missouri Republican Josh Hawley is holding up Homeland Security nominee Alejandro Mayorkas' nomination over Biden's immigration plans. Tim McGuire, Washington.
Scientists with Rockefeller University are reporting troubling signs that some recent mutations of the coronavirus could impact the effectiveness of two vaccines, but the shots are still working. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Researchers are expressing concerns about early findings that blood samples of those who have been vaccinated, tested with the new virus variants, show the antibodies didn't work quite as well as the non-variant samples. So far, Pfizer and Moderna's vaccines were about 95% effective, but for the variant strain, the response has been found to be between one and threefold less. One immunology expert says they don't want people thinking the current vaccine's already outdated, which isn't the case. He says there is still a good level of protection, but the mutations reduce how well the immune response will be able to recognize the virus. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A powerful gas explosion has torn through a residential building in central Madrid, killing at least four people and ripping the facade off the structure. A tower of smoke rose from the building where repairs were being done to gas boilers Wednesday. Aerial footage shared by Spain's national police showed rubble covering a nearby schoolyard. Madrid's mayor said no one was seriously injured at the school. The Madrid Emergency Service said in a tweet that at least 11 people were injured, one person seriously. More at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.